Rapid Fire, a French teenager's account of the D-Day invasion. Paul Reynaud was a 14-year-old French boy on D-Day, June 6, 1944, when U.S. paratroopers jumped into Normandy in the first stage of an Allied invasion that would topple Nazi Germany 11 months later. He spoke fluent English and helped his father communicate with American soldiers in the days after the liberation of Sainte-Marie-Glace. Regarded as kilometer zero in the march to victory in the European theater of World War II. Following are Reynaud's diary entries, as provided by his younger brother, Maurice, who now serves as president of Amis des Vétérans Américains, Friends of American Veterans, which conducts ceremonies on the anniversary of the liberation each year in Normandy. June 1st, around midnight, lots of U.S. planes at low altitude over SME. German flak in action, no result. Toward the sea, in eastern direction, like fireworks, red and green lights. Machine guns in action for about 2 hours. Suddenly, planes drop about 20 white parachutes over the town. The German machine gun in the steeple, we are 100 meters from the church steeple, shoot with tracing bullets. Parachutes are fake and only carrying some types of lanterns. June 5th to 6th. U.S. fighter planes fly over SME at low altitude. Daddy sends Henri Legour to set district chiefs in alert. 23 hours, 30 minutes. Lots of planes coming back just above the square trees. What does it mean? We are watching the square from the windows on the third floor. The machine gun in the steeple starts shooting tracing bullets. 10 minutes later, we hear, "Fire, fire!" The alarm bell rings in the night. Yumiya Pommier's house is on fire. Daddy goes with the firemen. We go down to the ground floor and take refuge. Paratroopers! About 10 dropped near the fire. 6 got shot at point blank. 2 shot in trees. 2 fell in the fire and exploded. Everybody leaves the burning house. Daddy is back. We all pray. Daddy goes on the road, going to Ravanoville. At the pond bordering our garden, he pulls out a paratrooper from water. He was drowning. Daddy tells him, "Don't worry, I am a friend." I guess the paratrooper was scared he was a German. At 1 a.m., noise of horse-drawn carriages. The Germans are leaving town. Everything gets quiet. On the square, we see burning tips of cigarettes moving under the trees. One torchlight shows the body of a dead paratrooper. We realize they are not Germans, but who are they? At dawn, men with weird helmets, weird shapes, slowly walking, short guns. 3 are kneeling in front of the big tree. Daddy goes out. One soldier tells him he is okay. At the crossroad, 12 German prisoners walk by, hands up. We are stunned. They are searched. Paratroopers ask for the mayor. Daddy meets Captain Shuvalov. In the trees, parachutes of all colors, green, white, yellow, red, and blue. People in the town are getting joy crazy. The town is liberated. 3 battalions landed. A German cannon is brought into town. I go to see the dead paratroopers and the dead Germans on the square. Around 2 p.m., the Germans counterattack from Fauville and Neuville. We leave our home to take refuge in a trench 300 meters from the square. A soldier tells us the tanks will arrive soon from the sea. 4 hours later, no tanks. The Lecour, Andelin, and Boucher families join us. Shells from Azeville Battery fall all around us. Night of June 6 into June 7. Azeville Battery keeps shelling the town. We are anxious the tanks don't show up. Germans are coming back, 300 meters to the east of us. Our trench is in the middle, between the paratroopers and the Germans. 3 paratroopers are getting near us. On the other side, we see Germans carrying hand grenades. From the shelling, branches and leaves fall on our heads. Suddenly, one shell explodes on top of us. One scream, "I am hit! I will die!" This is Mrs. Lecour. Her husband, Francois, "Wake up, Mimi, my darling." She died instantly from shrapnel in her back. The children are panicking with the bullets and shells flying over our trench. We all pray. We learn the list of victims. J. Lemoncier, R. Jamar, Christiane Doré, Mr. Potinier, and 7 in the Ville family have been killed. We try, but don't succeed, to sleep. With the Germans getting closer, Daddy decides to move out of the trench. We start running, fall in the barbed wire. Mommy loses one shoe in the mud. We reach the cellar of Pommier's house. In the yard, a donkey is dead, received several bullets. Francois Lecour, with his 3 children, looks desperate. A short time later, we hear tanks on the road from Ravanoville. The Yankees arrive. We are safe. Visit Legion.org during the week of the 77th anniversary of D-Day to see more entries from Paul Reynaud's journal. The man who would not give up on Flag Day. Bernard J. Segrand was a 19-year-old Stony Hill, Wisconsin schoolteacher in 1885 when he conducted the first recorded Flag Day observance. A 10-inch flag of 38 stars inside a bottle was his only prop when he assigned students to write themes on the American flag in honor of the anniversary of the 1777 congressional resolution that established it. Over the next 31 years, Segrand campaigned relentlessly for national observance of the U.S. flag's birthday, making his first public proposal in June 1886. By then, he had left teaching and studied to become a dentist, and later a professor of dentistry and college dean, but he continued his crusade for the flag. Living in the Chicago area, he wrote for newspapers and magazines and lectured extensively on the flag and its history. In 1894, Segrand and a Civil War veteran named Leroy Van Horn called for a gathering in Chicago to form the American Flag Day Association, whose purpose was to celebrate on the third Saturday in June and to conduct exercises in the interest of school children, according to a program published in 1976 to honor Flag Day in the year of the U.S. bicentennial. The association, with Segrand as president, conducted Flag Day celebrations in large Chicago parks. In 1894, those Flag Day celebrations in 5 major parks were estimated to have attracted some 300,000 children. He went on to write no fewer than 7 books on U.S. history and the flag. He contributed to the Encyclopedia Americana and was credited with helping draft the first Pledge of Allegiance. He was later called to service as a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy during World War I. Segrand's dream of national recognition for Old Glory was finally realized on June 14, 1916, when President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation calling for national observance of Flag Day. Jeff Stauffer. Support Tango Alpha Lima podcast. In the first year of the American Legion Tango Alpha Lima podcast, the audience grew steadily, spiking with a record number of downloads in March with more than 4,400. That's a good start. But American Legion Media and Communications Commission Chairman Walter Ivey believes the time is right for sustained growth in the medium. We started the podcast as a bit of an experiment to see if it resonated with our audience, Ivey says. Soon enough, it was confirmed that our members had an appetite for an American Legion podcast. We quickly went to a weekly format and have not looked back. Still, there's room to grow, and American Legion family members can help in several ways. Subscribe so that every episode is automatically downloaded to your account when it is released via iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and other podcast hosting sites. Episodes are released by 9 a.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. Rate and review the podcast wherever you choose to download or view podcast episodes. A 5-star rating helps elevate the podcast's presence so others can find and enjoy it too. Subscribe to the weekly Tango Alpha Lima newsletter, which contains links to new episodes at legion.org/Tango Alpha Lima. Nominate a guest to appear on the podcast by visiting legion.org/Tango Alpha Lima. Cratering trust in key institutions. 56% Americans in 2021 who have a great deal of trust and confidence in the military, down from 70% in 2018. 33% Americans in 2021 who have a great deal of trust and confidence in public health officials. 21% Americans in 2021 who have a great deal of trust and confidence in public education. 10% Americans in 2021 who have a great deal of trust and confidence in Congress. Restoration ahead for Bladensburg Peace Cross. As commander of American Legion Post 136 in Greenbelt, Maryland, Michael Moore helped prevent the removal of the Bladensburg World War I Veterans Memorial, also known as the Peace Cross. In a landmark ruling in 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with the American Legion, saying the monument does not violate the First Amendment and can stand. Now Moore is leading efforts to raise $1 million to restore the memorial, built in 1925 to honor 49 Prince George's County men who died in the war. Over the decades, it has withstood rain, lightning, and damage from flooding. In addition, vehicles have hit the memorial, which stands in the middle of a traffic circle. It's had a lot of wear and tear, Moore says. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The problem is that it is in dreadful shape. The memorial is overseen and maintained by the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission of the Department of Parks and Recreation. During the 5-year court battle, the department was banned from making improvements. A tarp at the top currently protects the memorial from additional damage. About 2/3 of funds needed for repairs have been raised, mostly from Governor Larry Hogan and the Maryland legislature. Additional contributions have come from American Legion Posts, Legion Riders, community groups, and individuals. A bricklayers organization provided work pro bono. Moore is optimistic that work will be completed before the memorial's 100th anniversary in 2025. We'd like to have it before then, he says, adding that the entire area will be redone to allow pedestrian access. On Veterans Day 2019, American Legion groups conducted the first ceremony at the memorial since the Supreme Court verdict. They returned a year later to pay tribute to those enshrined on the memorial, observing social distancing measures. As a boy, Moore visited the Peace Cross with his father, who fought at Guadalcanal, and wanted his son to understand the service and sacrifice of those named on the memorial. It stuck with me because he revered the place. Every donation goes directly toward the memorial's restoration. To participate in the campaign, visit pgparks.com/4890/friends-of-the-parks. Henry Howard. More ways to help disabled veterans, families in need. While there are plenty of health benefits from activities related to 100 Miles for Hope, the campaign also goes a long way in improving the wellness of its beneficiaries. All proceeds from registrations, purchases of 100 Miles gear at emblem sales, and donations go toward the American Legion Veterans and Children Foundation. In addition to using the peer-to-peer fundraising feature on the app, participants are now able to use other methods to ask for donations from family members, friends, and other supporters. Online, visit legion.org/donate100. So your donation to the Veterans and Children Foundation counts toward the 100 miles challenge. Facebook. After logging in to your personal Facebook page, go to facebook.com/fundraisers and select Nonprofit. You should see a box that says Choose a Nonprofit. In the search bar, type American Legion Charities. Click on American Legion Charities, Inc. Be sure to pick American Legion Charities, Inc., not American Legion Charities. You will be directed to your donation page. The left-hand column is where you can edit the details of your fundraiser. It's recommended you make it specifically for 100 Miles for Hope. Because Facebook allows fundraisers to last only for 90 days, and the 100 Miles campaign lasts until September 6th, set the end date as far back as you can. To update your cover photo, click the plus icon in the upper right-hand corner of the current image in the left-hand column. Once you click that icon, a box will appear where you can upload a new photo. Once you are finished making your changes, click Create. You will see a new window that offers suggestions on next steps. Click Get Started to start promoting your campaign on Facebook. However you donate, know that all funds are tax-deductible because American Legion Charities is a tax-exempt organization. Legion.org/100miles. Richest Americans in History. Of the 30 wealthiest Americans of all time, 24/7 Wall Street reports 13 are still alive and hold a combined net worth of over $1.3 trillion. But many of the rest, including the richest man in U.S. history, made their fortunes in the 19th and 20th centuries. Here are the top five and their estimated net worth. 5. Elon Musk, 1971 to present, $168.9 billion. 4. Sam Walton, 1918 to 1992. $181.8 billion in 2021 dollars. 3. Jeff Bezos, 1964 to present, $188.5 billion. 2. Cornelius Vanderbilt, 1794 to 1877, $221 billion in 2021 dollars. 1. John D. Rockefeller, 1839 to 1937, $272.7 billion in 2021 dollars. Veterans Strengthening America, Buddy Check Spotlight. The American Legion's Buddy Check program has proven vital since it was installed as a formal nationwide initiative in March 2019. Thousands of veterans and their families have heard from Legionnaires across the land and received assistance, camaraderie, and assurance that they have friends who can help, especially during the isolating times of the COVID-19 pandemic. The American Legion magazine recognizes posts that perform effective buddy checks in their communities and encourages others to put teams together. Make calls and report success stories at legion.org/legiontown under the Buddy Checks category. Selected submissions will be published monthly. A great opportunity to thank the members. Oro Valley, Arizona, American Legion Post 132 has been conducting targeted member buddy checks for years, with emphasis on World War II and Korean War era members. Beginning in 2020, the calls were expanded to include all members. This year, the Post's leadership team is again calling all 487 members. It's a great opportunity to thank the members for their service and to let them know that there is help available if needed. A secondary benefit to the Post is that it allows us to update our member data records, which are used for communicating with the members and for recognizing milestones in their lives. Submitted by Edward Davis, Post 132. Learn how your post can conduct buddy checks. legion.org/buddycheck. A colorful black market. Lego larceny is on the rise, NPR reports. Police in Europe are investigating an international ring of toy thieves who are stealing boxes of the colorful building block sets in France with the goal of spiriting them to Poland for resale. Lego robberies are also happening in the United States. A man in Oregon was arrested after local police suspected he stole $7,500 worth of Lego toy sets, according to the report. Some have even suggested there may be a Lego black market. There's lots of money in Legos, largely due to the fact that Lego produces limited edition box sets, which become collector's items. There is an enormous amount of collectors out there who are missing out on certain sets right now and are willing to pay a lot of money for these sets, an auctioneer told NPR. For example, the Lego Cafe Corner, which was released in 2007 for $150, today commands as much as $3,000. An unopened Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon set goes for upwards of $3,500. The Job Front by Wendy S. Anilow. How to answer concerns about hiring older workers. Do you consider yourself an older worker? And what does that even mean today, when so many people are working into the late 60s, 70s, and even 80s? Most job search and hiring experts agree that older means early 50s and beyond. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics defines it as 55 plus. If you're in this category, be aware of common concerns of employers when hiring older workers, and the best strategies to overcome them. Overqualification and high salary. Will the job seeker take a position but continue to look for something better? Will they expect a higher salary? Strategy: explain in your cover letter and interview why the job and company are ideal at this point in your career and why the salary is acceptable. Maybe it's an opportunity to enter a new industry, work for a company you admire, or achieve better work-life balance. Technology. Most older workers did not grow up with computers, so employers are concerned about their tech capabilities. Will they quickly learn new systems, programs, and applications? Strategy. Share that technology has been part of your career for the past 10 to 15 years, as it has been for everyone else. Highlight your most impressive projects and operations. Be sure they know that technology is not a challenge for you, but an asset. Multi-generational workforce. Can older workers perform well in today's multi-generational workforce of Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, and Boomers? Can they handle working for a younger manager? Strategy. Chances are you've already worked in multi-generational environments, since that is today's norm. So share experiences that demonstrate your success working in diverse organizations, and highlight occasions where you worked with or for younger individuals. Healthcare. Do older workers have the energy to keep up and meet productivity goals? Will they miss more work because of health issues? Strategy. Exude confidence, energy, and enthusiasm throughout the hiring process, and briefly mention any sports or fitness activities. There is no data that suggests older workers use more sick time. In fact, many studies show the opposite to be true and showcase the reliability of older workers. Wendy Anilow is a master resume writer and the author of Expert Resume and LinkedIn Profiles for Managers and Executives, and other titles. Wendy at wendyenelow.com. This is not a conversation like fine wine, where the longer we keep a cork on it, the better it gets. Luis Elizondo, former head of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, AATIP, on a highly anticipated government report addressing unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs. In a press conference, the Pentagon whistleblower described vessels that travel at 11,000 miles per hour, and others without wings, cockpits, or signs of propulsion that are able to defy the effects of gravity. "I think the government has acknowledged the reality of UAP," Elizondo says. "I think they all want answers, and I think they are all willing to ask the hard questions." My GI Bill, Veterans and Education, by Valerie Hefner. Veteran Rapid Retraining Assistance Program. Question: I was discharged from the Army in 1982. I did not sign up or participate in GI Bill benefits since one had to contribute money to receive educational support. In April 2020, I lost my job due to COVID-19 layoffs. I strained through weekly job interviews and discerned that I was being compared to younger, more tech-savvy professionals. As a result, I would like to earn a computer programming certificate. Will VA assist me, given that I have no GI Bill benefits? Answer: The Veteran Rapid Retraining Assistance Program, VRRAP, is a new program signed into law March 12th as part of the American Rescue Plan. To be eligible for VRRAP, one must be between 22 and 66. Since you are currently unemployed due to COVID-19 streamlining, you are not eligible for the GI Bill, but VRRAP may be an opportunity to obtain your programming certificate, as it is one of the fastest-growing technology occupations. VA will pay a VRRAP participating school 50% of tuition and fees when a veteran enrolls. It will disperse 25% on completion of training and the last 25% when the veteran gains employment. The veteran will receive a monthly housing allowance while registered in classes. Valerie Hefner is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 37 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask Valerie at legion.org. USAA, Focus on Finances, by J.J. Montanaro. What to remember as you revamp your retirement plan. According to a recent Kiplinger's Personal Finance Survey, nearly 60% of Americans withdrew or borrowed money from their IRAs or retirement plans in 2020. The CARES Act provisions that provided favorable tax treatment for these withdrawals were designed to help Americans cope with the financial challenges of the pandemic. As we shift gears in 2021, the question that comes to my mind is, what's next? A CARES Act withdrawal, market volatility, or the pandemic torpedoing your savings are just a few examples of 2020 happenings that might motivate you to revisit your retirement plan in 2021. If you're going down that path, learn from last year and expect the unexpected. Here are five factors to consider as you refresh your plan for retirement. Working longer may not be an option. More than 30% of the survey's respondents plan to work longer to make up for the unexpected intrusion into their retirement nest eggs. That's good if you're willing and able, but health, an uncooperative employer, or a bad job market may change your plans. Planning implications. Don't count on your ability to keep working into your golden years. Final expenses are on the rise. According to the National Funeral Directors Association, the average cost of a funeral and burial is around $10,000. The kicker? According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the increase in funeral costs over the past 30 years has outpaced consumer prices for all items by over 100%. Planning implications. A plan for your final expenses should include funding, money set aside, final expense, life insurance, etc., and how to administer them, will, letter of instruction, account ownership, beneficiary designation, etc. USAA Life Insurance Company and USAA Life Insurance Company New York offer a range of solutions to help you cover final expenses. Call 1-888-531-9546 to learn more. Inflation hasn't disappeared. While it's been mild, only eclipsing 3% once in the past 10 years, the fiscal and monetary moves made to battle the pandemic point to inflation ahead. Planning implications. Build rising prices into your retirement savings and income plans, and you won't be sorry. You control several key levers. Unlike inflation, the markets, or the whims of your employer, there are a few key retirement plan inputs you totally own. These include your commitment to saving, your ability to avoid emotion-based decisions, and your lifestyle choices. Planning implications. Focus on the things you control. Clean up your balance sheet. We all want to see the economy kick back into high gear, but don't let your leveraged spending be the fuel that makes that a reality. Rolling into retirement with plenty on the asset side of your balance sheet and little to nothing on the liability side is a recipe for success. Planning implications. Planning to shed debt may seem a long way from planning and preparing for retirement. But if you successfully execute your debt elimination plan, your retirement plan will fall into place a lot easier. On a positive note, around 70% of the survey's respondents felt things would improve in 2021. As that happens, don't let the excitement and relief cause you to lose sight of your retirement plan. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Submit questions for him online. Legion.org/USAA/focus on finances. Phoenix Tours. Discounts await convention goers. AZA Events will offer tours during the American Legion's 102nd National Convention in Phoenix in August. Attendees are responsible for registering and paying all tour charges. Go to legion.org/convention/resources for details, pricing, and registration information. Scottsdale Art and Cultural Walking Tour. A Taste of Phoenix or Scottsdale. Valley of the Sun. Heard Museum. Desert Botanical Gardens Tour. Musical Instrument Museum. Native Cultures and Plants of the Southwest. Architectural Digest. Frank Lloyd Wright and Paolo Soleri Tours. Desert Hiking Tour. All events are subject to change. Phoenix Deals. For those attending the American Legion's 102nd National Convention in Phoenix, the Phoenix Deals program offers exclusive discounts at various attractions, retailers, restaurants, and other businesses. Deals are instantly delivered to a smartphone via text or email, no app required, and can be used then and there with presentation of a convention badge. Learn more about Phoenix Deals at legion.org/convention/resources.